I found myself screaming something out as I read and prayed with the gospel this morning. We hear, as we pick up this continuation of the gospel of John in John chapter 6, we read that the crowd said to Jesus, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do?" I found myself at this point just screaming out, "Stop and think." I'm telling the crowd, "Stop and think for a second. Who's this crowd?" This crowd is the crowd that was just on the other side of the sea. So they're in Capernaum right now. On Friday, we read, so there's a little bit of a break here, but on Friday is when Jesus multiplied the loaves and the fish and fed 5,000. This is the crowd that was just fed, that had, by Jesus, that took the 3 loaves of bread and 2 fish and multiplied, fed 5,000. And yet now they're saying, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do?" Stop and think just from yesterday of what happened, what he did. And of course, it's beautiful here, John chapter 6 of the Bread of Life discourse that we're reading and we'll continue to read here in the next couple days. And Jesus ultimately is pointing to himself and the true bread that he's going to give them in his flesh, in the Eucharist. But just as I'm screaming out to the crowd today, this morning, to say, stop and think about it, then it's the Lord telling me, Mark, you stop and think. And it's stopping and thinking is so crucial in the spiritual life. And just how quick we go, how quick we can run through prayers, how quick we can go through Mass. Stop and think. As that we are in the Bread of Life discourse, and the Lord and the church is drawing our attention to the Eucharist of Jesus being his true flesh, again, coming up to receive him in the Eucharist, and when we have that opportunity to come again to receive him, stop and think. I mean, I know, you know, and I was teaching yesterday through Zoom, a 7th grade class at All Saints, and one of the questions one of the 7th graders asked me was, does spiritual communion really work? Does a spiritual communion prayer that we pray, or that you all pray at Mass now when you're not able to receive the Eucharist, does that work? The student asked. And it's a great question, but and ultimately it comes from a spot of realizing what Stephen in our first reading knew so well. He accuses those that are about to stone him. He says, "You're opposed to the Holy Spirit." Whereas Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit, would led him to ultimately look intently to the heaven and saw the glory of God. If we stopped and thought more, if I stopped and thought more in my day-to-day life today, if I practiced better stopping and thinking through the interactions that I have with people today, through just pausing and seeing how it is that God is here and now wanting to pour his love into my heart, as Romans 5 says, chapter 5, verse 5 says, the love of God is poured into our hearts through the gift of the Holy Spirit. That is not a one-time thing at our baptism, but it's always when we call upon the Spirit, as Stephen knew so well, and he could just see in those that are about to stone him, you're opposed to the Holy Spirit. You're not in a disposition to ever receive the Holy Spirit. And how often is that the case for us? Does a spiritual communion prayer work? Yes, it works. The same way that any time we call upon the Lord and asking him to come right now, he comes. What is the spiritual communion prayer that we pray? It's simply asking the Lord this, the same way that you come, right? What's the Eucharist? The Eucharist is grace. The Eucharist is grace, receiving the Lord in a tangible way. We receive grace. We can receive grace at every moment of the day by calling down upon God. And that's what this spiritual communion prayer is. So does spiritual communion prayer work? Absolutely it works. If we stop and think and recognize of what it is that I'm asking God to do, what do I want God to do here and now in this moment? As I'm beginning this day, as I'm watching this, you know, online mass, or I'm hearing this homily later in the day, let me just pause here and let me be really intentional with realizing and calling to mind that I can ask Jesus to come into my heart right now and for his peace to come into my heart, for him to give me some levity that I am sorely in need of maybe. And so to the extent that we can be more fully alive in the spiritual life is to the extent that we practice better stopping and thinking.